Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I read a newspaper article recently about two folks who had gotten married. They had met and fell in love, but they were of two different religions. He was a Christian of some stripe, but she was something else. It didn't matter to them until they got more serious and decided to marry. What would they do? Well, after thinking about it a bit, the man decided that he would become what she was and give up his Christian faith. Because, he concluded, it didn't matter what you believe as long as you believe something. I wish I could say that kind of thinking is rare and unusual, but unfortunately it's not. I've seen stories like that quite a bit, and it seems more and more. But it's an opinion that really makes no sense. I believe that aliens planted us here. I believe the sky is green. I believe that goats should run the country. And we'll pass whatever bills the goats eat into law. It doesn't matter what you believe as long as you believe. Really? But contrast that statement to what we just confessed in the Athanasian Creed a moment ago. Whoever desires to be saved must believe this. It matters. And then all those things that were said, quite a list. One God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, equaling glory and majesty, uncreated, infinite, eternal, almighty. The Son, not created but begotten. The Holy Spirit, neither created nor begotten, but proceeding. And then Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born a Son of Man, who suffered, died, and rose for our salvation, ascended into heaven, and will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. That's the truth we confess. And it matters. But why does it matter? That's a question many are asking these days. And some would say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to the folks in Moore, Oklahoma, who right now have lost everything and are trying to get back on their feet. It doesn't matter, some would say, to those who on this Memorial Day weekend are mourning the loss of a spouse or a child or a parent in the war, and don't know how they're going to make ends meet. It doesn't matter, some say, to those who had their legs blown off at the Boston Marathon. Cold, hard facts like the Athanasian Creed don't matter when the rubber of faith hits the hard road of life. The church, in fact, needs to be more loving and less doctrinal, some would say. But on the contrary, it is exactly for all those reasons that all of this does matter. Love and doctrine aren't opposites, or at least they shouldn't be. For if the scriptures are right, and we believe they are, of course, when they tell us that God is love, then to know God is to know love. And to know what God has done for us is to know what love does, and to be drawn into that love. For love isn't the ooey-gooey, ishy-squishy feelings that is often pawned off on us these days as love. Love is much deeper than that. Real love is based on knowing the beloved. That's why real love lasts beyond the ooey-gooey, ishy-squishy feelings. That's why real love grows stronger over time, even when looks fade and skin grows wrinkly. And so when the Athanasian Creed says, whoever desires to be saved must believe this, it says that not because you have to be able to pass a test and have all the right answers and all the right knowledge to get into heaven, although it may sound like that sometimes. No, it matters because to know who God is to know who the guy on the cross is. To know that that man hanging on the cross isn't just a man, but the God-man, fully God and fully man. To therefore know that God died in love for you. For Christianity isn't about good people doing good things in good ways for a good life. It's about God dying on the cross for sinners. It's about a good God doing good things. It's about the Father giving His Son and the Son sending the Spirit, so that the Spirit can join us to the Son and the Son take us to the Father. That's who God is, and that's what God does. The two go together, and you either have both or you have neither. That's why it matters, and why we cannot give up this Christian Trinitarian faith. It is not just a matter of life and death like so many other things are in this world. It's a matter of eternal life and eternal death. If God only loves us when we're good, that would matter. If that wasn't God dying on the cross for our sins, that matters. If there are many ways to get to heaven, and so Jesus didn't really have to die for us on the cross, that matters. But on the other hand, if God has come for us to save us, if He sent His Son to rescue us from our greatest need, death, if He sends His Spirit to be with us, to keep us now through the trials and troubles of this life, that matters too. That matters when tragedies come upon us suddenly. That matters when death comes upon us suddenly. So it matters. It matters that we know who God is. I was thinking of the man in Cleveland who's been on the news recently, who kidnapped those girls and kept them for 10 years. And his story is like a lot of others in the sense that all the neighbors around thought they knew him. And they thought he was a pretty good guy. But they didn't know him. And they didn't know who he really was, and therefore what he was capable of doing and what he did. But we know God. Not just because we know the facts, but because of what he did. Because of the cross. There, God shows us who he is. There, God shows us his love. There, God shows us that he will never leave us or forsake us, no matter how bad things get. If he was going to, he would have there. He would have jumped down from the cross and said, "Forget that. I'm not doing this for this bunch of stiff-necked, ungrateful, unlovable sinners." But he didn't. He stayed for you. He suffered for you. He laid down his life for you. And that matters. And that was the plan before the foundation of the world. It is who God is, and so what God does. We heard in the reading from Proverbs that the Son was there with the Father at creation and creating. And they delighted in and loved one another, and delighted in and loved their creation, you. And then Peter, in his Pentecost sermon, spelled out how God's plan to redeem his creation from sin and death had been revealed long ago, all through the Old Testament, and then accomplished by Jesus. Yes, Jesus, the God of Abraham. Jesus, showing us the Father and his love for us. And now the Holy Spirit given to unite us in that love of God. And that's the very thing the Pharisees couldn't get. That's the very thing the Pharisees couldn't wrap their minds around. This love of God for us, that God would be this, that God would do this. But if God is not this, and if God does not this, then we must bear our own sin. We must find our own way out of death. We must chart our own path to eternal life. The Pharisees thought they could. But every time they sparred with Jesus, their wisdom, their deeds, their life could never match his, could it? So what the Athanasian Creed is really confessing is this. Sin, death, and hell are powerful. More powerful than you and I. So powerful that only an uncreated, infinite, eternal, almighty person could defeat and overcome them. And we have such a person in Jesus. And that matters. It matters when death is staring you in the face, that you who have been baptized into this one, this Jesus, who defeated death and the grave for you, so that death will not be the end for you, but that you will pass through death to life with him. It matters when the trials and tribulations and tumults of this world are flung upon you, that you have received the body and blood of this one, this Jesus, who endured it all with you, who knows it, and who has promised to be with you through it. It matters when Satan floods your mind with all the thoughts of your sins and failures and shortcomings and shows you how unworthy you really are. That you hear the words of absolution of this one, this Jesus, who loves you anyway. Who came and died for your sins and your unworthiness and says to you, I took care of all that. I forgive you. I love you. Yes, Satan's words, his accusations are true, but my words are true too. I forgive you all your sins. And if all that from Jesus, then all that from the Father and the Spirit also. For all are one God, one Lord. A Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity, God for you. The Athanasian Creed confessed that too by using the word Catholic. Catholic with a little c, which means universal, which means it's for everyone, not just some. God did this for all people, for you. So when the last day comes, when all the dead are raised and the judgment takes place, you will not be alone. So it's a day you need not fear, for you will have God for you then too. And by grace through faith in Jesus, your Savior, in Jesus, the Son of the Father, in Jesus, the sender of the Spirit to you, in Jesus, who took your sin and evil and dealt with it, and who delights in and remembers your good, on that day you will receive, body and soul, the gift of eternal life. For He is God for you. Not God above you or God against you. He is God for you. This God, that matters. That's something, as the Athanasian Creed says, to keep, not to obey, to guard, to treasure, to hold on to tightly and not give it up. On this Memorial Day weekend, we do that, you know, with the memory of those who took the bullet for us in war. How much more so for the one who took the bullet for all of us on the cross? It matters. He matters. So come now and receive Him, His body and blood for you. For He comes not only on the last day, He comes here, He comes now, He comes for you, that you may live forgiven, free, and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.